With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Your daily dose of 5 minutes of pure idea power, designed to kickstart your day and supercharge your thinking. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that affects all of us at some point. Burnout. You know that feeling, right? That constant pressure cooker of work, deadlines, emails piling up like an avalanche. Ever feel like you're running on fumes just trying to keep up? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. And listen, we all want to drive in our careers, crush those goals, right? But the truth is pushing ourselves to the brink can backfire. It leads to exhaustion, stress, and ultimately, it hinders us from being at our best. That's why today's episode is all about finding the sweet spot that balances between ambition and well-being. We're going to explore actionable strategies to manage work-related stress so you can not only survive but truly excel in your field. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the bumpy road from burnout to balance. First up, prioritize self-care. It sounds cliche, I know, but it's seriously non-negotiable. Think of self-care like refueling your car. If you keep running on empty, you're going to stall out. Schedule in time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's hitting the gym, reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Next, set boundaries. You are not obligated to be on 24/7. Establish clear boundaries between your work life and personal time. Turn off notifications after hours, learn to say no to extra commitments when you're feeling stressed thin, and protect your weekends for rest and recharge. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend constantly borrow your car without giving it back. Treat your time with the same respect. Third, communicate effectively. Don't bottle up your stress. Talk to your colleagues, supervisor, or HR if you're feeling overwhelmed. Open communication can often alleviate pressure and lead to solutions. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work, and sharing your struggles can actually strengthen those bonds. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a Zen master overnight. Start small by incorporating short meditation breaks into your day or simply focusing on your breath for a few minutes when you feel stressed. Mindfulness helps ground you in the present moment and reduces that nagging feeling of being overwhelmed by everything swirling around you. Finally, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on friends, family, or even a therapist if needed. Sharing your feelings can provide valuable perspective and emotional support. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been working late nights, skipping lunch breaks, and constantly feeling drained. She's on the verge of burnout, her creativity is dwindling, and she's starting to feel resentful towards her work. But then, Sarah decides to implement some of these strategies. She sets boundaries by logging off after hours, schedules regular yoga sessions for self-care, and opens up to her trusted friend about her stress. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to regain control. Her workload feels more manageable, she rediscovers her passion for design, and she even finds time to enjoy those things that bring her joy outside of work. So, remember folks, you have the power to turn things around. Prioritize self-care, set boundaries, communicate effectively, practice mindfulness, and seek support when needed. By taking these steps, you can transform from burnout to balance and thrive both professionally and personally. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you found it helpful and join the conversation on social media. Let me know what strategies have worked for you in managing work-related stress. Remember, your well-being matters and taking care of yourself is an investment in your future success. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and most importantly, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.